Garcia said the lorry would back into the window from the lane outside.
Did he say anything about arranging for the lorry?
He asked me if there was a man in the village, said Troy. I told him Burridge would do it.
The policeman at the door gave a deprecatory cough.
Hello?
Said Alain, slewing round in his chair.
The super asked Burridge's if they'd done it, sir, and they says no.
Right, thank you. Now, Mr. Malmsley, did Mr. Garcia tell you where the clay model was to be delivered?
No. He just said he got the loan of a disused warehouse in London.
He told me he was going on a sketching tramp for a week before he started work, said Valmay Seacliffe.
To me, or so, he said this. Francis Ormeron leant forward.
He told me the name of the man who commissioned the comedy and tragedy, said Troy. It's Charleston, and I think he's secretary to the board of the New Palace Theatre, Westminster. Is that any help?
It may be a lot of help. The next point is this. I want to arrive at the order in which you all left the studio on Friday at midday. I believe Miss Troy and Miss Bostock came away together as soon as the model got down. Who came next?
I think I did, said Phillida Lee. And I think I ought to tell you about an extraordinary thing that I heard Garcia say to Sonia one day.
Thank you so much, Miss Lee. I'll come to that later, if I may. You went straight to the house?
Yes, I think so. Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's right, said Wat Hatchett loudly. You came straight up here because I was just after you, see?
Well, said Alain briskly, that leaves Miss Seacliffe, Messrs. Ormeron, Pilgrim, Malmsley and Garcia, and the model. Who came next?
We all did. Except Garcia and Sonia, said Valmay Seacliffe. Sonia hadn't dressed. I went into the junk room and washed my brushes under the tap. Ormeron, Malmsley and Basil followed me there.
She spoke with a slight hesitation, the merest shadow of a stutter, and with a markedly falling inflection. She had a trick of uttering the last words of a phrase on an indrawn breath. She managed to convey the impression that men followed her inevitably wherever she went.
Garcia was in the junk room too, I think, said Ormeron.
Oh, yes, agreed Seacliffe softly. He came in as soon as you'd gone. He would, you know. Sonia was glaring through the door. Furious, of course.
Why was that? Said Alain.
Oh, because Garcia was making passes at me in the junk room. Nothing much. He can't help himself, Garcia.
I see, said Alain politely. Now, please, did any of you revisit the studio before you went up to London?
I did, said Ormeron.
At what time?
Immediately after lunch. I was very troubled about my work. Everything was difficult. The model...
He stopped short.
Yes?
Never for a second was she still. It was impossible. Impossible. I believe that she did it deliberately.
Did you all notice the model's restlessness?
Huh, you bet, said Wat Hatchett.
She seemed to have got hold of the idea. She amounted to something. She gave me a pain in the neck, Dinkum, always slinging off about Aussie. Thank you, Mr. Hatchett, said Alain firmly. The next point I want to raise is this. Have there been any definite quarrels with the model, any scenes between Miss Gluck and somebody else? Everyone seemed disconcerted. After a minute, Catty Bostock said slowly,
I suppose you might say there are a good many scenes.
You had one with her yourself, Bostock, said Malmsley.
Yes, I did.
And what was that about, Miss Bostock?
Wriggling. I was doing a thing for the group show. Opened last Friday. She was to give me separate sittings out of class, you know. She seemed to have the devil in her, fidgeting, going out when I wanted her. I didn't get the thing finished, of course.
Was that the trapeze artist picture? Asked Alain.
Catty Bostock scowled. I dislike people looking at my things before they're finished.
I'm sorry, it is beastly, I know, said Alain,
but you see, we've got to do our nosing around.
I suppose you have.
Well, she laughed shortly, it'll never be finished now.
It wouldn't have been finished anyway, though, would it?
Asked Phillida Lee.
I mean, I heard you tell her you hated the sight of her and she could go to the devil.
What do you mean? Demanded Catty Bostock harshly. You were not there when I was working.
Happened to come in on Thursday afternoon. Only got inside the door and you were having such a frightful row I beetled off again.
You've no business to hang about and eavesdrop, said Miss Bostock.
Her broad face was dull crimson,